For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Two vacancies on the Lansing Board of Education will be filled tonight. The Lansing Board of Education lost two members in recent weeks. Peter Spadafore resigned following his election to the Lansing City Council, and Shirley Rogers passed away. The school board took applications for the openings and interviewed candidates on January 25th. The two new board members will be sworn in tonight.
I'm Dr. Nathan Burrows. I'm an education policy researcher in the School of Education here at Michigan State University.
My name is Farhan Bhatti. I am a physician here in Lansing.
Dr. Bhatti is CEO of Carefree Medical, which he describes as a safety net clinic, second only in size in Ingham County to the County Health Department. He says he's had an interest in education for a long time.
As a family physician, I take care of children. And I see kids from day one of life all the way through, you know, adults all the way through end of life. And I sort of have a front row seat to some of the challenges that our kids are facing. And I think that's what really motivates me. What really motivates me is that most of the young people that I care for at Carefree attend the Lansing School District. And so I'm able to chat with them about, you know, the challenges that they have and you know, talk to them about their hopes and their dreams and you know, what they need to overcome to be able to achieve them. I want to be an advocate for those kids.
As an education researcher at MSU, Nathan Burrows has studied Lansing schools and calls himself a reasonably informed observer of the district. He says he's been involved in public life for many years.
Like a lot of people, after the 2016 election, I was looking for new ways to get involved, and I spent much of 2017 trying to find the right way to do that. And then when I read that there were two vacancies on the school board, I had a flash of insight that this was something I really needed to do.
The focus of Burrows' research has been educational inequality and curricular inequality. One of the challenges he's observed in Lansing is the downward trend of enrollment in the district.
Lansing School District, like a lot of large urban school districts, has experienced fairly persistent enrollment decline. With people moving out of the district or sending their children to schools outside of the Lansing School District or to charter schools. So attracting and holding students in the district has been a very serious challenge that's affected Lansing, like other districts like Flint or Detroit.
Bhatti has been involved in politics for some time, including work on then-Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero's unsuccessful campaign for governor in 2010. He says politics and public service are in his blood. Bhatti is encouraged by new mayor Andy Shore's interest in working with the school district, an interest signaled by Shore's choice of the Patton Gill Academy for his first State of the City address this week.
Well, I think Mayor Shore has a strong commitment to education. Both of his kids attend the Lansing schools. I had the opportunity to work with Mayor Shore as part of his campaign. I'm proud of the fact that Mayor Shore has prioritized having a good relationship with the school district.
Speaking of having kids in Lansing schools, neither Bhatti nor Burrows has any children. The Lansing Board of Education will swear in Farhan Bhatti and Nathan Burrows at an information study session in the Partington Administration Center on West Kalamazoo Street starting at 6:30. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.